Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Every Monday, to start off the week on the right note here on Nights, we have someone on to share a whakatauki, a Māori proverb, which is near and dear to their hearts. And my guest today is Dr. Karaitiana Taiuru. Karaitiana works in the realm of artificial intelligence and ethics and how these dovetail with te ao Māori. And I spoke to him a bit earlier on today and began by asking about what his work actually entails.
So that essentially means applying a te ao Māori perspective to things like artificial intelligence and algorithms. We already know that internationally there's bias against minority peoples. So what I do is I, in conjunction with international best practices with artificial intelligence and other technologies, is just bring that Māori voice and the Te Tiriti or Waitangi considerations to the play.
How would a te ao Māori lens be different to anybody else's lens when it comes to something like artificial intelligence?
Sure. So there's a number of cultural values that need to be considered. We've seen in America where people of colour are usually discriminated against because of their facial features. Bringing that to the table, realising that many Māori have facial tattoos, which we call moho, and how do we consider using those with facial recognition technologies, data sovereignty. The Waitangi Tribunal ruled that Māori data is a taonga and subject to considerations with Te Tiriti or Waitangi. So all those considerations.
It must be a super interesting area that crosses sort of technology, but also philosophy and anthropology, and with things constantly moving really, really, really quickly.
Yes, you're correct. And yes, it's very exciting times.
Now, in addition to this, and the reason that we've got you here today, you also maintain a repository of whakatauki and whakatauaki on the website Ngāi Tahu Pepeha. When did you start this initiative?
Oh, I can't remember the exact year now, but it was part of my a project for my master's degree maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So the outcome was that a publicly accessible website to assist anyone from Ngāi Tahu or anyone who's interested about Ngāi Tahu whakatauki and visiting Ngāi Tahu marae, they can get an understanding of the different aspects of geographical importance to the marae.
I take it then that you're quite the fan of whakatauki.
Yes, I like to live by them, yes.
It's interesting as well that you describe them as Ngāi Tahu whakatauki, particular to Ngāi Tahu.
The ones on the website are particular to Ngāi Tahu, yes, and or have been created by people from Ngāi Tahu.
Now, you are here to share your favourite whakatauki and talk a bit about it. So would you mind giving us the whakatauki you've chosen and then maybe translating what it would literally mean word for word in Te Reo Pākehā?
Sure, okay. So, my favourite whakatauki is tēnō raka tera taka mō tātou a mō ka uri a muri aki nei. So that basically says the ability to create and control our destiny for generations to come, or for us and our children after us, as a literal translation.
And that seems it seems like it would link in rather well with your areas of work and interest.
Yes, most definitely. It certainly does. And I often refer to this whakatauki when I'm working or when I'm thinking, oh gosh, why am I still doing this? But it also helps to guide me to share resources freely on the internet, engage with media And reminds me that we've got new generations of children who will not know life without artificial intelligence, and it's our role to create the new normal for them.
Do we know much about this whakatauki in terms of where it came from, who came up with it, anything like that?
Yes, so this is it might be a boring history, but for some people, well, for me, it's quite an exciting history. So this it came out of Te Runanga o Ngaitahu, the corporate Ngaitahu body, after the Crown and Ngaitahu settled in 1998. So as my recollections, that there was working groups around the South Island who were holding a number of planning and consultation meetings, and they were trying to identify what our new tribal vision would be to carry us into the future. So this that whakatauki was the key whakatauki that came out of those hui, and it's also my understanding that that whakatauki created the Ngaitahu 2025 vision for Ngaitahu.
That's super interesting because I feel like I, and probably many listeners, wouldn't necessarily expect that many whakatauki would have been invented in our lifetimes. But of course, there's, it doesn't have to be 100 years old to meet the criteria, as it were, does it?
Not at all. And there's whakatauki being created all the time.
Yeah.
I think just in the media in the last few weeks, I think we'll see more whakatauki come out of things, of current events to do with the haka, for example. I'm sure there's new whakatauki already.
Are there any points in your life where this whakatauki has been especially meaningful or useful to you?
So, I mean, apart from my professional life, I mean, it's also quite applicable to my my personal life, my whānau life. So, for me, I mean, I consider that I have an opportunity to create wealth and opportunities for my children, and also for my grandchildren, which I do have. And so, I mean, and so yeah, so I live by that rule. I make sure that my children have the opportunities that I didn't always have. Make sure they have access to education, financial resources, a home, and part of my planning in life is that my grandchildren will also have those same the same access. And all going well in life, I should see my great grandchildren, maybe great great grandchildren, whom I will also ensure that they have equal access. And I know my children also. That they consider the same sort of philosophies in life, where that they want to protect their whānau as well for the future.
Great stuff. Dr. Kraitiana Tairu, thanks so much for coming on and sharing that with us. Appreciate it.
Cool, thank you. Cheers.
You're listening to Nights with Emil Donovan here on RNZ National. Thanks very much to Dr. Kraitiana Tairu for sharing that whakatauki. Tino rangatiratanga, it reads, mō tātou a, mō kā uri a muri ake nei, the ability to create and control our destiny for generations to come.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.